The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday to each and every one of you. Steve Miggs, Danny V, you know how they have come up with these silly alternate names for animals? Like a snake is also a nope rope.
No, I don't. Oh.
Or a danger noodle.
A danger noodle.
A danger noodle. Do you know the one for our friend Jimothy and the other raccoons?
Trash panda?
Trash panda.
Sure.
There's one I learned recently that I really like for penguin. Business goose.
Okay.
But I'm saving the best for last because I just learned about it this week.
Why are we even doing this? I'm just curious.
Because I think you're really going to like this one.
Okay.
Do you know what the silly alternate name for a peacock is?
I can't say it on the radio. Remove the pee.
Okay.
No, Steve. It's not that. It's rave turkey.
Rave turkey?
Rave turkey. That's why we're doing this, because that's the best one of all. Rave turkey. Rave turkey. Turkey.
Oh, here comes the rave turkey.
The rave turkey.
Funny, that's what they called Steve in college.
I mean, into my 30s as well, to be honest with you.
That's fair.
Yeah. Sometimes even in my 50s.
Anyway, that's all for this morning.
Wow.
Sorry, sometimes I find little tidbits that I'm like, you know what? Steve needs to know this.
Where are you? What website are you on where you find this information? Is it your son?
No, raveturkeys.com. Okay.
Raveturkeys.com. It's actually .org. It's a nonprofit.
Is there a Facebook group that you could invite us to? Yes. Kind of like the one where everyone pretends to be ants, but we pretend to be rave turkeys?
I'll look for it. I'll look it up while we get into the Daily Mix download.
Off and running.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Oh, there goes the rave turkey.
Oh, love it.
He's rocking and raving. DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. It's National Ice Cream Pie Day. How do you feel about ice cream pie?
What is that? I mean, I know there's ice cream cake, but what the heck is ice cream pie?
I'd imagine it's a pie, but it's ice cream. It's like shaped like a pie. Like, they have one at Lick Ice Cream. It's kind of like a peanut butter ice cream pie.
So it still has the crust and everything on it?
Sure.
Like a pie crust.
See, I was thinking it was like they were talking about ice cream sandwiches.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? Like, but they just call it a pie.
Now we got to look at what a picture of an ice cream pie. Yeah, no, I think it's more what Taryn's talking about.
Okay.
Like a little bit of like
there's a crust on the bottom.
A crust, but instead of like pudding pie, it would be ice cream
pie. Oh, I would definitely rock with that.
Way better.
Right? I know Lick, I haven't gotten it yet because they've done a couple like plant-based or dairy-free versions, and I haven't gotten there in time to get them because they sell out, but they also do, you know, dairy ones, too.
Nice.
It's like a peanut butter ice cream pie. And from what I hear, it's just amazing.
Today is the day.
All right, I'm off to Lick Ice Cream in Puyallup. I'll see you guys. Let me go get my rave turkey. All right, we'll get
you
guys. Hey, Seahawks, congratulations. Even though you lost your preseason game and some people are losing their minds about that, ESPN has said that you are number one, which makes sense because I don't know if you guys know this, but they won the Super Bowl last year.
What?
And really, they're bringing back most of the team. In fact, some think that maybe they've upgraded in some situations. Maybe not fully upgraded just yet. We'll have to see how the running back scenario is going to go. But Seahawks are ranked number one by ESPN. They're the best positioned for success from 2027 to 2029. So this isn't just about this year. They believe that this team is going to be good for several years.
Oh, and my gosh, that's great news.
I am okay with that. Mainly because, like we just talked about, a lot of guys are returning. A lot of the guys are pretty young, so that's also a good thing. As far as the other teams that have ranked high, the Eagles are ranked at number two, followed by the Lions, Tigers, and Bears. No, I'm just kidding. Broncos and Rams. The 49ers are number 14. Now, who is considered to be the team poised to be the worst for the next few years? They're in the NFC West, and it's the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, boy.
That just sucks. They've had a bad run for many years.
Yeah, no kidding.
Many, many years.
Danny, I know you're a West Seattle boy. Did you happen to buy a lottery ticket at a Safeway on California Avenue on Saturday?
No.
Damn it.
Because somebody did.
That's right by my house.
Somebody did buy one there, and they're looking for that person because they won $2.5 million. So they are urging people right now to check their tickets, and the Safeway that sold it is also in line for a $25,000 selling bonus.
Wouldn't that have been amazing if they like, I did, in fact, and I don't know where that ticket went, or like it's in my car and I just haven't looked at it.
Look, I love Safeway, but I'm more of a QFC boy. Plus, I think the last time I bought a lottery ticket was probably 10 years ago, so.
This is what you get for going to QFC as opposed to Safeway, man. Yep. Yeah, last time I bought a lotto ticket, though, I wouldn't spend my money on a lotto ticket for something as little as $2.5 million. It's got to be like $250 billion.
Well, guys, I'd like to apologize for my lack of going and buying lottery tickets.
Yeah, There's always next time. I have faith in you. We talked about this recently, how there's a website that like did the scoring for the best farmers markets across the country, and Pike Place Market came in at number one. What we didn't know was that there was another Northwest Farmers Market that came in the top five.
Okay.
It's not the Tacoma Farmers Market.
Not Stanwood.
Not the Puyallup Night Market, even though that is pretty freaking awesome. In fact, it's not even the West Seattle Farmers Market. Yeah. It's Seattle's Ballard Farmers Market. Landed in at number four.
Look at us.
We are the only state with two markets in the top five.
That's right.
So that's right. We're awesome with football and farmers markets.
We'll take it.
Why not?
Open Table released a list of most booked restaurants during the month of July, and the Pink Door at Pike Place actually came in number one.
I was going to say, let's see if we've actually gone to these places. Have you gone there?
Yeah, I've gone to the Pink Door. What
Same
about,
here.
One
I
time.
Think, I think we both can say yes to this one, or all of us can say yes to this one. Salty's on Alki.
Oh, the brunch.
Love. Ume Sake House.
Yes.
Portage Bay Cafe in South Lake Union, and Carmine's on Fifth Avenue, rounding out the top five.
Portage, they also have one in West Seattle, too, and that place is always packed.
What are they known for?
Breakfast, I think. It's like a diner of some sort. But yeah, I've seen it and never actually gone by.
I'm actually surprised that we've been to most of these. Like, even when you see these stories, I'm like, I never even heard of this place. It's like, you know, it would be like the giraffe and the lion. And I'm like, I don't even know what this place is. What do they serve?
Well, we got to do more field trips, guys.
All right, so we got to go to Portage Bay. And we also have to go to Carmine's.
Yep. I think we should just do all of them, even though we've been to the other ones before, too.
Food tour.
Yeah, we do need a good refresher.
Yeah.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 80 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. The Mariners are on the road. They're in Milwaukee taking on the Brewers. I say this with enthusiasm. Tomorrow, I'll probably have a whole different vibe. That is the DMD brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hey, what's that rave turkey?
Rockaholics, we have partnered up with Mary's Place once again on Kicks for Kids. And it's a really awesome opportunity for us to do something really big for local children in need. And we're trying to raise $20,000. That will put a ton of brand new sneakers on local kids. Steve, what is the situation like with our donations?
Hey, shout out to the Rockaholics. Slowly but surely, we're working our way higher and higher towards that $20,000 goal. We're at just a little bit over $5,600 raised. Thank you to Steve Harden, who just donated $100 to Kicks for Kids. Also, Janine Kirkpatrick donated $300 and even left a little comment that said, keep up the great work.
Oh, thanks, Janine. You rock. Well, you can also get involved by heading to KISW.com and make a donation to Kicks for Kids. Last week we chatted with Steve Jones.
You gonna be all right?
I think I'll be all right. Steve Jones, the guitarist for the Sex Pistols, and we got to talk with him about how the band is back together and they're coming to Seattle with Frank Clark as their new lead singer. And if you missed it, this is some of our chat with Jonesy.
Talking with Steve Jones, Sex Pistols, again at the Showbox Soto on October 12th. He's been a couple years touring now with Frank Carter. It's been over 50 years since the debut Sex Pistols record came out. Has there been that little bit of an itch that you want to scratch of making some new music with the Sex Pistols?
You might get a decent live record out of it, but as far as getting together and writing, I don't know. What albums 50 years later ever sound any good by any artist?
I kind of love the idea of like our follow-up album from the album that came out 50 years ago. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just enjoying this right now. We had such a blast. And then we got 2 weeks off, and then we come over to the States, and we start at the Long Hall Ballroom in Dallas.
And that's the infamous confrontational 1978 show. You're going back to that very stage.
Yeah, I thought it'd be a good idea to do that, you know. hopefully it won't be as chaotic as that was. I don't think so.
Yeah, Dad, so can you tell people a bit to share with that? Because that, when you guys played there, it was the crowd were throwing things at you guys. It had to have been just like one of those, we need to get off the stage kind of moments.
It was pretty nuts. I mean, I think a lot of people can't come to see us from the publicity that we had. Mm-hmm. They wanted to come and see the circus come into town and see what all the fuss was about. And a lot of them wasn't even interested in us. But I think they wanted to, like, you know, a lot of cowboys were unhappy with us, you know, and they were slinging so much stuff at us. It was a crazy. It was nuts. It was nuts. It was a bit scary sometimes, but you know, when you're 21, you kind of accept it.
So, I mean, that was so much fun to get to talk to Steve Jones. And the fact that they're just doing it again is pretty awesome. But that story, I thought, was what an insane experience if you were a Sex Pistols fan and you're at that show and then there's just like bottles flying and it's like, this is the most punk rock experience of my entire life.
Are we going to live through this?
Do you have, for whatever reason, a crazy concert story?
Well, I went to Beach Life Festival down in California a couple of years in a row, but one year, one of the dates had to be cut short because of wind. And it was one of those things where I've never had a weather-related cancellation of a show before. So we're watching ZZ Top with our toes in the sand, rocking it out.
It's so punk rock.
All of a sudden, things start to get a little crazy and you're like, is this going to be all right? And they've got all this scaffolding that's built. They've got all these giant speakers that are, you know, way up in the sky.
And is this was after that tragic one that happened, I think, with Stagecoach, right?
Yes. Yeah. So they're like, they're not taking any chances at all. And just watching some of these palm trees, the way that they were moving, it was like, this is kind of freaky. And then they started making an announcement, like, everybody needs to get out of this place. So then you're watching people try not to panic, and a giant crowd trying to file out of just a couple exits. And it was pretty nuts. We didn't really know what to expect or if they were going to let us back in. Spoiler alert, they did not let us back in. It was just canceled for the rest of the day. But yeah, I'd never had a weather-related kind of emergency like that. And the winds were going like almost 40 miles an hour, 45 miles an hour in some of the gusts. So it was pretty insane.
Yeah, thinking about like all the outdoor concerts that I've been to, I've never experienced. I mean, I've been in concerts where it's rained and like, it's just like, okay, well, it was getting wet, but nothing to where they needed to shut things down.
Yeah, it was bonkers. Do you have a show that was got a little crazy for you?
Well, it's funny because I'll think of one and like you'll say something and just trigger something else. The one that just popped into my head that was pretty crazy was, I remember when Korn performed at Enfest, when I worked at Enfest. Or worked at 107.7 The End, and it was at the Kitsap County Fairgrounds. And I don't know, you're shaking your head. Were you there?
I was not there, but I remember hearing about this.
It was, so it started, like, you were waiting for them to go on stage, and then one person decided to just throw a water bottle. Then another person started throwing a water bottle. And then it was just this sea of not every water bottle was empty that was being thrown in the air, and it was pure chaos. Like, we're just like, how do we get these people to stop this? Like, this is just, everyone's losing their minds. And like, even like Korn, their manager, like, what are we doing here? Like, this is just bonkers. But it was just, visually, it was really freaking cool. Yeah. But like, kind of nervous. Like, okay, well, I hope this bottle that's flying at my head is not full.
I mean, could you imagine taking a full water bottle straight to the orbital bone in your eyeball? That would be terrible.
I've seen a coworker it happened to, and I thought it was hilarious because it wasn't me.
That's happened to me.
You got hit with a water bottle?
So many times. That was like a whole thing back in like the early 2000s.
That's what it was.
They would start water bottle fights at Warped Tour.
Oh.
And I got bonked in the head many a times by a water bottle.
That explains a lot, Danny.
Thank you, Taryn.
Were all the water bottles with clear liquid in there?
You know, honestly, I didn't pay attention.
No.
I will say that some people walked away with some like red dye.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what is in this water bottle?
The Daily Mix Show.
That is expert analysis right there.
We have all been to a show where things got a little crazy. So what's your story? 206-803-ROCK. Call now and tell us about a show you went to where things just got a little out of hand. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Pearl Jam. For whatever the reason, what was the craziest concert that you have ever been to and why? 206-803-ROCK. Jake from State Farm in West Seattle, what was the craziest concert you ever attended?
I was a good concert. Like, the pharmacy used to put on like home shows around the town. They were kind of a local band when I was in high school, and I was always a bigger high school kid, could pass for a college kid, and would, you know, they'd sell dollar well drinks, got a little drunk, and ended up yelling into the microphone and getting kicked out of the show, and on the way to the bus stop, it was the torchlight parade that day, and these guys were throwing a football. I intercepted the ball. They ran up to me, and I Heisman'd him, you know, and then we go rolling into a lawn chair in the middle of the torchlight parade. I got up and was walking it off. I still had the ball, and somebody grabbed my shoulder. I thought it was one of the guys, so I just grabbed his arm and tripped him, and it was a Seattle police officer.
Uh-oh.
So he's like on all fours looking up at me, and his partner, you know, batons me, and I get tased and went to jail, and it was a great 17-year-old night of debauchery.
I said, best concert ever.
Yeah, nice, Jake. Yeah. That is very impressive.
Bonkers.
206-803-ROCK. Anthony in Tacoma. What's the craziest concert you've ever been to?
Hey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We're awesome. How are you?
Parking. Hold on. Give me just 2 seconds. Got it. Okay.
All right.
So,
all right.
Went to a, I'm from originally from Milwaukee, not the Oregon one, the Wisconsin one. And there was a local band there called Psychedelicacy. I actually knew the guys in it. And so
I feel like that's a band that Taryn would be listening to.
I was Psychedelicacy. Like, tell me more.
It was great. It was like a funk punk kind of mix. They had like, they were really good. But so I went to their concert before I was supposed to join the Army. And everybody, it was like a bunch of different people first. And then they got up there, and then the crowd just started going wild. There was a beer pitcher that literally flew like a rainbow from the left side of the stage to the right side of the stage. Not on the stage, but in the audience area. It was like the coolest thing because it didn't even spill until it hit the ground.
Oh, that's impressive. Thanks, Anthony.
And nothing says we do drugs more than naming your band Psychedelicacy.
206-803-ROCK. Dave in Arlington. What was the craziest concert you ever attended?
Yeah, probably, I don't know, 82 or 83.
Okay.
Went to Black Sabbath in Seattle there. It was at the Seattle Center Arena back then. They called it the Arena. And we're all waiting in line, and everyone's drinking hard alcohol. You know, going into the show, I was just too young, you know. And I witnessed all the Metro buses were in the bus barn, going to the bus barn. On our way, we were waiting in line to go on the show, and everyone, not everyone, but a lot of people were throwing their hard alcohol bottles at the Metro buses that were going into the bus barn. You know, everyone in the line was Jeez. Just really drunk and being obnoxious and breaking all the windows in these Metro buses going in, and I never saw any police. It was... quite a sight, you know.
Yeah, like, we don't want to deal with this crap, all these drunk heavy rockers.
Just let them break glass.
It's crazy to think about. Like, there was once a time we had the Key Arena and then the Seattle Arena. What was that, like
the Coliseum?
Yeah,
there was like, a lot of different things here.
It was like two arenas, like one like okay, the bigger bands played at the Key, and then the bands are like almost big enough to do it, because I think that held like 5,000 or something.
Oh yeah,
like that. It's nuts to think that was how we had it here in Seattle.
Good times.
Oh, the best.
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you are smart enough to take down Steve Migs? His record, 220 wins, 133 losses, and 63 ties this year. You can call 206-803-ROCK, and we will play a game of Beat Migs at 6:50.